Dr. Gordon Snyder's laboratory.
Studio.
But it's where all your projects are, and in a relatively small space, you've got tons of things going on. You've got Whales Without Borders. You're a man of science.
Right.
And I noticed in a recent article, there's conflict between whales and man. And it's sort of reversed now because in the past, man was threatening the extinction of these creatures, and now they're abundantly back. But in this case, the whales are going after the longline fishermen.
Well, this is a long story because, you see, years and years and years ago, what happened is we hunted the whales to almost extinction. And so they weren't consuming any of the fish because their populations were dropping down. So the fish in the ocean were becoming more and more abundant because their main huge predator was gone. So who comes along? The Alaska fishermen, right? The longline fishermen. There's these fish out here that the whales aren't eating, so now they're catching them. Well, since the 70s, we've been protecting whales and their populations have been gradually growing. So now what's happening is the whales want to eat some of the fish that they used to eat, but the fishermen are catching some of those fish. What people don't realize is that whales are smart, okay? And over a period of time, one bright whale found this big, long line full of fish every few feet. Okay? Yeah. It didn't take him much head scratching before he said, free food. So he started snipping off these things, and I'm sure that there's some sort of communication and cultural exchange on these things because there's some learned behavior going on, and the biologists up in the Gulf of Alaska area have found that there's like a group of these sperm whales that now follow the fishing boats.
I read somewhere like they identified 112 sperm whales. Now, sperm whales, they eat fish, but we've talked about whales eating plankton, but these are different, huh?
Well, they'll eat anything. I mean, the humpbacks eat plankton because they have the gill rakes, and that's they can eat plankton up, mm-hmm. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So they'll eat fish or something smaller, minnows and creatures in the micro zone of things. So it just depends on what's available. But black cod is a big, juicy mouthful. So it's like these things are hanging there like lollipops in a candy store. And 15 foot between hooks or whatever the number is that the guys have laid out, that's nothing compared to a whale that's, bigger than a school bus. So he's just going along picking cherries off the vine. The smart thing that they found with these guys is that they don't bother harassing while the baits are on the hook and the thing's setting. They wait until they start the motor on the boat to begin to retrieve the long line on the winch. It makes distinct audio clutching noises.
So it's the dinner bell.
It is clink, clang, food on the hook. Clink, clang, food on the hook.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so what they found is that these guys will go over and not just gulp like you and I would if we were teenagers. They go over and they gently pop the fish off the hook. And the fishermen say that sometimes all they get is the head and the entrails on the hook, and the whale has sucked everything else off, just bit it off. They're just bringing in heads and guts.
So they're fighting back?
Very interesting problem coming up because these are protected by the whale's Marine Mammal Act, okay? And so they're still protected species. So now the fishermen are trying to outrun them. Or just like they're trying to fish in groups so that the whales can't get everybody's catch. Or some of the less scrupulous boatmen are cruising along, and if a whale's following them, they'll come close to some other fishing boat and try and get the whale to peel off and go chase the other guy's fish. So there's some real odd conflicts going on, and it's not going to stop because the whale population is recovering. And so these are consequences that nobody could predict other than, a global biology person that would say, well, look, these whales used to eat, 25 tons a day of food? Now we're not doing that? Mm-hmm. That hurts, okay? Not a day, but over a season. Whatever, this is an impact on the fishing. So some of the forecasts are maybe 10% of the fishermen's crop. But that doesn't mean that they're not eating them off the line. They're also eating them while they're swimming around up.
Yeah, so, interesting. So there's competition for black cod.
Right. And rules for the fishermen and their seasons and how many they can take and how they can fish. And the whales don't follow any rules. They're without borders, right?
Yeah.
Okay? what they're thinking about now is maybe they will have to stop longline fishing and use things like set traps, like pot traps. So I think we close with the fact that that may work for a while, but as this one biologist says up there in Alaska, these are smart creatures. It won't take them long to figure out how to open up the trap.